Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Wonderful, wonderful afternoon. This is Wind Down Tuesday, the last Tuesday in April. And we got a couple of things that we want to share with you. One, we're going to talk about consumers' rights. And two, we're going to talk about why you need protein in your diet. But first of all, we want to let each and every one of you know that Why Me Diabetes is coming to the Central Valley June the 20th. And we will be putting on a health show, monitoring of blood pressure and glucose. And the first 50 people that come in, we will give them a gift card to Chick-fil-A. Not just the first 50. I only got 50 of them, and that's all that we can do, but we want to see you there. So, we also want you to know that we are on Twitter, Facebook, Why Me Diabetes, and you can also find us on whymediabetes.com. org. And we're just trying to make a difference in the community. We are going from the East Coast to the West Coast. We talked to someone a couple of weeks ago that lives up in Harlem about diabetes. And then we go into the West Coast for the June the 20th. And in between all other places we tried to hit also. So as the consumer, you have a lot of rights. You have the right to be treated with dignity. You have the right to know what your doctor is treating you for. And so many times, we don't ask the question because we feel like the doctor is God. The doctor is not. The doctor is a human being just like you and I. If the doctor don't pay his bills, he gets collections notices just like you and I. He don't pay his taxes, the federal government be after him just like they do you and I. He's not above the God. But he or she has that extra training to know different things about a person's body and their well-being. And you should be asking questions. And if you don't understand the question, then you ask the doctor to tell you in a layman's term. And everything that the doctor says for you, he or she is supposed to explain it to you. And when the nurses or the phlebotomists or the respiratory therapists come in, they may not tell you what for, but they are to tell you why. And you ask, why are you doing this? I'm doing it so you can breathe better. I'm doing this because the doctor wants to know what your lab values are. Well, then you ask the question, what types of lab work are you doing? Because the phlebotomist is not going to come draw blood unless they know what they're drawing for. So as the consumer, you have the right to know everything that goes on with your well-being. Even when you change medication, you are to ask that pharmacist what this medication is used for, if the doctor don't tell you, and does it interfere with me driving or maybe walking or working machinery, such maybe as a forklift, or you may work in some kind of factory where you have a lot of sharp objects. So you need to know, will that interfere? I believe the other day we talked about this powerful medicine called clonidine that lowers a person's blood pressure real quickly. And I used the example of someone that I knew that was about 6'4 and weighed about 320. They took the clonidine and they had to pull over to the side of the road and take a nap. That's how powerful that medicine is to lower your blood pressure. So you need to know if the medicine is safe. Take driving a car, working machinery, is it just safe? Because you don't want to have no accident and hurt yourself or someone else. You also want to know, is the medicine safe to take with grapefruit juice? Maybe she can only take it with water. Or maybe grape juice. You need to know these things so that you can get the best health care for yourself. So you can take better care of your well-being. All of this falls under the education component. The more we can educate ourselves about diabetes, side effects, and how to manage diabetes and the side effects, the better lifestyle you will be living. But you got to take an aggressive approach. You got to make that stand. You got to say, I got to do this for me. I got to make sure that I am taken care of. The doctor has put it out there for me. Now I got to reel it in. And when you reel it in, you reel it in so that you can live a better life. Now, we do realize it may be a little difficult at first, but it's difficult for all of us, we're all human, to make that stand. And some of us are afraid that we'll hurt the doctor's feelings. Don't even think like that. Because remember, the doctor works for you. You don't work for the doctor. Because if no patient shows up, he or she don't have no place to work. They got to go and find a office or a hospital that'll let them work because they don't have no patient. So the doctor and the nurses, the lab techs, they all are working for you. You are their boss. You are the one that's coming to them for treatment. Now, they're all types of treatment. That's the respiratory treatment, radiation treatment, chemo treatment, whatever the treatment is. You are coming to them, and you want to be treated courteously. You want to be treated nicely. And they don't have to stand up and tell you no joke or anything, but come in with a smile on their face. Don't come in like you're mad at the world. Don't come in, you got this lab work you got to do and you want to go home in 5 minutes. It doesn't work that way. But they can still be professional. All of us at one time or another have gotten stuck 5 minutes before time to clock out. You get an order that you have to fulfill before you go home. And that's all well, good and fine working in the health field, that is going to happen. But it's not for me to take it out on the patient. No, no, no. And if you can't fulfill that, then you need to tell the supervisor that you can't do that. You want the patient to feel at ease at all times. You don't want the patient to feel like, hurry up, I got to get out of here, I got something I got to do, you're not important to me. You never want to do that. And remember, under that education component, you are the consumer. And the more you know about your diabetes, your hypertension, your hypothyroidism, your dental problems, your vision problems, your gastrointestinal problems, your podiatry care, the more you know, the more, the better off you are. It lets them know that you are a well-informed person. And it doesn't mean that you're going to learn it all in one day. Because remember the old saying that Rome wasn't built in a day. And we don't learn it all in a day. Some of us learn by listening. Some learn by touching. Some learns by repeated mistakes over and over. But we finally get it. So that's all part of life. And that's what we have to do. And that's why me, diabetes, is committed to you to let you know things that you may not even be aware of. Our whole goal and focus is to educate people of color, Asians, Blacks, Hispanics. Now, people from Central America are not classified as Hispanics. Whatever country that they are from, that's what they say they are. For instance, if you're from Guatemala, you're a Guatemalan. If you're from Honduras, you're Honduran. So whatever country that you're from, you still consider people of color because our skin is yellowish. And so you are considered people of color. We are not Caucasian. The next E is, we're going to skip eating and save it for last. We're going to skip the second E and go to the third E, exercising. Exercising is extremely important. Well, let's put it this way. Eating and exercise go, today's topic, go hand in hand. You need to exercise on a day-to-day basis at least 6 days out of seven. And I don't mean just a minute or two. I'm talking about at least 15 minutes a day. Now, you can do it in the morning, midday, or at a time of retiring, going to bed. But you need that 15 minutes at least. And the purpose of exercising has a lot of benefits for you. Exercising keeps the muscle where that they are not tighten up and they constrict on you. It also makes you able to lose weight, get your body mass down. And remember, females' body mass and males' body mass are not the same. Females going to be a tad bit smaller as opposed to male. But exercising, especially your upper extremities, meaning your arms, your shoulders, is important so that you don't get constricted. And you have to, some people take a bottle of water and use that kind of like a barbell, and they exercise their arms with that. If they, you know, can't buy something, go to one of the sports stores and buy some weights. They use the water bottle. And they exercise. Now, you can do some arm rotation. And always start off at least 20 and work your way up. After you have mastered 20 and you don't have any aches and pains, then you want to go to 30. But you know what you can do and what you can't do. But those are examples. The other part of exercising, besides trying to get your waistline down to an 18 for females, guys, I don't know what your waistline can be. I know you don't want it to be a 40, so maybe a 22 might be a nice waist size for a male. The next part of the exercising is your lower extremities. That helps you walking. It helps you in balancing. And it prevents muscular atrophy, which we'll talk about in eating. Muscle atrophy makes it difficult to walk because the muscles in the back of your calf, and we're talking about muscles from the knee down, become tight, and they don't flex, they don't bend. And this is why you need to do the leg exercise so that the muscles don't tighten up or that they are lubricated inside your system and you can bend your legs, bend your toes, and you can do heel toe, and do all those flexes. And some of the flex you can do is stand up at the dining room table or a counter and kick to the side, help you with your hips, or do the mule kick. All of these are things that you can do at home. I also realize that not everybody has the finances to go to the gym and get worked out or have a treadmill at home to do some working out. So we have to make the best out of what we have and learn how to improvise so that you still get the best for your well-being. And that's why exercising is so important. Now, other parts of the body is important too. And you want to exercise the other parts of your body also. But reaching to the sky, flexing your elbows back and forth with that bottle of water up to your shoulders, you know, do one side, then do the other. And don't forget that sitting down marching. If you can't stand and march, then sit down at the chair, at the dining room table, or side of the bed, and do that marching. Right leg, right, left. And you want to start off at 20 and gradually increase it. And so that helps you with your hips, and it helps you with the calf of your legs to be lubricated, and it'll help you balance yourself also when you go to rise. So we got to educate ourselves. The more you know, the more you learn. And pass it on to somebody else. It's no top secret. Pass it on to someone else that you might know. They may not be a diabetic, but they may have high blood pressure. They may have heart problems. And these are all things that they can benefit from. We're not just limited to all diabetics. We're limited to everybody living a healthier lifestyle. That's our goal. That's our mission. That's our vision, that everyone lives a better, healthier lifestyle. And go to those health fairs. Every time you hear about one, go. Because you never know what's out there for you. So attend as many health fairs as you possibly can. Okay. Now, protein. Why we need to eat protein. Protein is a good source of prevention of muscular atrophy. Because the more protein, which is found in meat, And I do know, due to various beliefs, you may not eat certain meat, but there's enough animals out there that you can find something that you can eat. Whether it be turkey all the time, chicken all the time, lamb, goat, deer, or pork, or fish. There's a lot of meat out there that one can consume for the protein. Now, you find protein in nuts also. And that's another good source. But the main one, if you eat meat for lunch and dinner, and eating, and I don't mean go overboard until you're so full that you got to undo your belt, but eat a regular portion. And most stores and fast food, if you go to the fast food, they'll have it portioned out to the right size. And know what you are ingesting and the right amount. But meat is a very good source, excellent source. And I believe almonds, when it comes to the nuts, is the best choice. Cheese is good also. But get that protein for lunch and dinner, and that prevents that muscle atrophy. I sometimes will eat meat 3 times a day. That's not very often, but it does once in a great while. But generally, as a rule, we all should have meat for lunch, a nice big meal at lunch, and something light at dinner, because shortly after dinner, most of us go to bed. If we eat dinner at 6 o'clock, we're in bed by 9:30 or 10. And no later than 11, because we got to get up and go to work the next day. So monitor your time frame. When is dinner? And try to have dinner for the entire household. So as you sit at the table, you have casual conversation. It also reduces you eating a whole lot. Did you know that? You sit down at the dinner table, have that casual conversation, and you chew your food 32 times like our foreparents told us to do. You will feel full, and you'll get up after a while. But if you sit and eat by yourself and try reading a book or grading some papers, you're going to end up eating more than you started out with. But that's being human, and we understand that. And as humans, we do things sometimes that we have to take a stand back and just kind of laugh at ourselves for doing that. Nothing wrong with you. We all do it sooner or later, so nothing wrong with you. You're okay. You're okay. But as we wind down this last Tuesday in April, Mother's Day is around the corner. Are you preparing for Mother's Day? Have a nice meal for Mom. Instead of buying some chocolate for your diabetic mother, buy maybe a purse or a book, something to read. Not only is Mother's Day around the corner, Cinco de Mayo is even closer. And before Cinco de Mayo, it's that big fight that's coming up this weekend. Now, you go to that fight at the sports bar, don't overindulge. Enjoy yourself. But eat light and drink light. Not only do we have the fight, Cinco de Mayo, Mother's Day, we got Memorial Day coming up also. And I know when Memorial Day comes, all them barbecue pits are coming out, which is a good thing, because I'm thinking about having a little barbecue myself. But it's the meat that makes the difference. And if you eat the right meat with a little bit of barbecue sauce, it's not going to hurt you. And remember, all dietitian says to eat in moderation. You can, there is no more diabetic diet, but eat in moderation. And when you eat in moderation, you're not going to overdo it. And we can plan ahead for the holidays and enjoy our life. We can plan. But if you just say, oh, I don't care what they say, I'm going to do it, you may end up in emergency somewhere. And that's not the point or the goal. The point and goal is to enjoy your diabetic life and journey. And you do that by making some healthy choices. And you can grill quite a bit for Memorial Day. Sit out there in the patio and have fun. Take your medicine as ordered and have fun. That's what it's all about. Enjoy your life. It's your life. And we can only be successful when we let it be successful and we do the right things for the right reason. Not because it looks good, smell good. No. You do it for the right reason. And if you do it for the right reason, then it looks good, then it smells good, then it tastes good, then it becomes good. But you do it for the right reason. And as humans, so many times we don't do it for the right reason. So Thursday, we're going to be talking about Throwback Thursday. And it's going to be, we're going to be talking about lab values, what they represent and what they mean. And this is something that all diabetics, cardiac patients, respiratory patients, anybody who has lab work done all the time, you need to know more about your labs. But we'll talk about that on Thursday. And winding down Tuesday, every time that you go to the doctor, you want to have a to ask that doctor about your well-being. Because if you don't ask the question, he or she don't know what to tell you. They're not mind readers. I want to take this time to thank you, Y-O-U, for who you are, what you represent to me, and how I hope that I can make your life as a diabetic and as a caregiver of a diabetic, that your journey be better. I always want to thank Reese, Sierra, and Kiera for keeping their Nana straight. Jumpstart Media has been with me for day one, and I want to thank her for being there. But in closing, Y-O-U is so important to me. And my board of directors all told all of them to make sure that they treat you with and dignity, because you are important to us. And you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Why Me Diabetes, and whymediabetes.org. And we will see you in the Central Valley of Fresno, June the 20th. And have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.